We're here at the World Conference of Indigenous Women in Lima, Peru, and have the distinct privilege to sit and chat with Seneca Elder Agnes Williams as we talk about climate change, a hot topic here at the conference. Agnes, how has climate change affected your people and your lands?
Well, the temperatures have changed. Our growing season is shorter. Certain plants, are disappearing. We still have a lot of people who gather. We could actually, where we live, used to be the breadbasket of the country, Finger Lakes region, New York State, before the major agribusiness started in California. And we just have so much there. We could live off of the land, really, if people would just start using the plants and the medicines and everything. So the climate change has really changed the cycles of the plants and the animals. We don't have as many large animals as we used to. We have mostly smaller animals. And I actually had 6 deer that came around my house last week. I was sitting there at the computer. I looked out the window and there's 6 deer. They're all like standing by my window, and I'm like, oh, so I go and take a picture of them. And as soon as I opened the door, and took the picture, they kind of all ran away. But it's just kind of in most of the part of the country that doesn't, or in our area, it's the reservation, because it's kind of like a refuge for still, because we're not that developed as well either. Well, the big thing about with us is we're downstream from, as indigenous people, native people, we're at the beginning and the end of the nuclear chain. And we are downstream from a waste plant that's been there since 1964. And actually, a couple weeks ago, they had to shut the plant down because something was leaking and they didn't know what to do with it. They had sent people. So the area is contaminated, and we've done a lot of work. Our campaign's called Nuclear Free Future to try to shut down that plant and clean up the Cattaraugus Creek, because the Cattaraugus Creek runs through our reservation. And a lot of the erosion, now that's the primary effect on our community right now, is the erosion, because where they put the nuclear waste plant is all springs under there. So whatever, it just leaks into the water, then the water runs into the creeks, and then the creek runs through the reservation, then it runs into Lake Erie. And they found a lot of nucleides in Lake Erie, and we actually got a study started, where they're in the third phase of it, to really set up a monitoring program for the creek to find out how many nucleides are in there, because nobody's really been doing any testing. The government doesn't test because it's on reservation and they don't really care anyway. So we took the initiative to work and got the nation to hire environmental engineer Sharon Seneca, she's a Mohawk actually, but her name's Sharon Seneca. She graduated from UB and with her PhD, which was a first. So they snatched her up, and she's been helping the nation put together a monitoring program. And then we had some money from the Nuclear Resource Information Center in New York, in DC, and the Coalition of Citizens for Environmental Coalition, CEC, in Albany. And we had partnered together and started this project around West Valley and trying to get full cleanup at West Valley. So the climate change for us is really about this erosion, because every time there's a really huge rain now, which is there's a lot more, then the creeks are breaking down, and then all of that that nucleide stuff settles in the pockets, and then when it changes, it gets all riled up again and it comes flowing down the creek. So we're really in the Southwest, Saskatchewan, South Africa, that's where most of the uranium mines are. So, and there's a lot of contamination in the Southwest from the uranium. So the nuclear issue is really a big thing for us in our community. The fracking's a big issue in New York State. They're trying to develop the gas resources. We have a lot of gas resources. And people have just been going at it in our region, especially in New Brunswick. Up there, they just had a demonstration where the Indians went out to protest the fracking from an energy company from Texas. And there was an injunction, and people's heads got busted, and they all got put in jail because they were protesting this. So there's very, very little... The damage, that fracking does, I don't know if you know too much about that, but that goes down, and then it goes lateral So somebody could be fracking off our land, but it's headed right towards us, and it's cracking the infrastructure and also making some changes that way. So, yeah, the climate change is a really big thing. We hear about it. Orin Lyons always talks about, you know, how our population's not going to sustain and how the glaciers are melting and you know, we're not going to be sustainable anymore. And that's one of the projects that we've had with the Indigenous Women's Network, is we have been having sustainable community gatherings since the 80s. And what we try to do is bring together people who are working on sustainable communities, you know, whatever it is, food, energy, you know, just so that we're being better stewards with the land and not just kind of becoming the victims of climate change.
Mahalo, Agnes, for sharing your experiences with climate change. For more from Seneca Elder Agnes Williams and other participants of the World Conference of Indigenous Women held in Lima, Peru, visit www.cs.org.